we're revisiting a decision that was made back in 2005 in the days right after Hurricane Katrina. All of the teachers and many staff with the Orleans Parish School Board were fired. Just help us revisit the very basic bare bones of this case.
Sure. Well, you're right that the case really did start within a month of the hurricane when the school board voted to put their employees on unpaid disaster leave. And then it was the end of 2005 when they had the vote to lay them off. And then that took effect early in 2006. There's really this dispute between folks who on the one hand say this was an absolutely necessary decision because there weren't schools open, there wasn't money coming in, the city was depopulated. How were these employees going to be paid and what kinds of jobs would they have moving forward? And those who, on the other hand, say it was all part of a plan that was formed very quickly to redesign the school system here, and that collective bargaining and an empowered teachers union and the old teaching force was standing in the way of the mass chartering of the system and the recruitment of a new staffing force for most of the schools.
So what happens now with this decision?
That's the big question. I mean, I think we'll probably know in the coming weeks or at least months whether or not the school board and or state are going to appeal. I mean, the decision as it stands calls for it. It pretty much is a victory for the plaintiffs, for the fired employees. It reduces the earlier court decision that would have awarded, I think, about 5 years of back pay, and it cuts that in about half. So it reduces the financial amount, and it's very unclear at this point how many fired employees would qualify for that back pay and benefits. But if it is upheld, it would just have severe and long-lasting financial implications. The system is so decentralized that I don't know exactly if there were damages, who would be responsible. Would charter schools be responsible? Would the state be responsible? I just don't know where the buck would stop or how that would be worked out.
What have some people expressed to you over the years about the ongoing emotions about what happened in the way that the school system let go these more than 7,000 employees?
I mean, they're all in different places in their lives and careers now, and I've talked to teachers over time who've found jobs that they like in charter schools and are really thriving, and ones who were so alienated that they decided never to come back. But I think the recurring theme was just, you know, as one principal who was initially fired said, she just felt like it was not kindly done. I've heard more than one of the former employees say, you know, that their feeling at the time and how much of this was emotion and how much was fact, I just don't know, but was that the employees of McDonald's and Walmart's in New Orleans were being treated better than the fired teachers.
And do we know how many of those teachers who were fired are back teaching in New Orleans schools, or I guess schools anywhere now?
No, if that data does exist, I don't have it, and there's a lot of people who've asked me over time about that, and it's possible that it is out there and just hasn't been disseminated. But as far as I know, the state nor the school board nor the teachers union have tracked that. There are a number of charter schools that are heavily staffed by pre-Katrina teachers, some almost exclusively. So it's hard to generalize, and I think it's safe to say that hundreds, if not thousands, of those teachers have continued or resumed working in the schools, but exactly how many, I don't know.
Sarah Carr is an education reporter with the Hechinger Report. Sarah, thanks so much for telling us more about this case and putting it in some context.
All right, thank you, Eve.